today's daf is called Kama Daf Pei, and today's one of those dafim that obviously we wish we had more time. There's a lot today, and we will do as much as we can. Some famous items today, probably top five Yamshal Shlomos, Bava Kama Daf Pei, Bava Kama Daf Lamed Zayin, we had one, Benzia Fatora, and today about the definition of Sudas Mitzvah. It's a lot of important Yamshal Shlomo. Okay, so let's start, and we'll do what we can. Says the Mishnah, Ein Megadzelin Behema Daka Be'eret Yisrael. One is not allowed to raise a Behema Daka in Eretz Yisrael. Behema Daka is a goat or a sheep, those types of animals in Eretz Yisrael. Why not? Because these types of goats graze and eat a lot of the fields. And Rashi says, Mishum Yishiv Eretz Yisrael, Shamavir Es Asados, they destroy the fields. So if Rashi would have stopped there, we would have thought it's a din like the Kedusha or the Yishuv, which is what the Kaftar Vaferach says. But then Rashi adds, V'kol sados Eretz Yisrael stum on the Yisrael. And after all, most fields are owned by Jews. Which then makes it sound like, what, is Rashi taking a stand on the fact that there's only Kedusha if it's owned by Jews? Or is Rashi saying, no, it's not so much in terms of the Yishuv, but in terms of owned by Jews, and therefore there's a Gezel issue. He seems to be taking a stand on this to the second shot, as we will see in his explanation of the Gemara. But that is Rashi versus the Kaftar Vaferach. Is it a din in the Kedusha, or is it a din in being owned by Jews? The Tosefta here asks, after quoting this idea about a Megadlin in Eretz Yisrael, says the Tosefta, Omayini Mekayim, if it's true that you're not allowed to graze a Behema Daka, what do you do with the Pasuk? Lo Sira Eshar Achicha Oesei Yoni Dachim. If you see your shor and your seh, what do you do with that pasuk? If you see them wandering, you're not allowed to have them. If you see them wandering, how do you fulfill that pasuk? And that you have to help them out. So the Tosefta answers, b'midbaro shev Yehuda, in the deserts. That's the Tosefta. Asks the Magen Avram, if the halacha, what's the whole kasha of the Tosefta? This is a din d'rabbanan. Is it d'rabbanan? You're not allowed to be makala behema daka. The Torah is talking about it on a daraisa level. So what is the Tosefta asking? Hamayni makayim alo lo sira shor achicha. So says the Chazon Yecheskel, says the Yecheskel Abramsky, who's buried right here on Haram Duchot. No, you know, the Tosefta is bothered by the Taz. The Taz in Yoredeya Kufi Zayin and also in Hilchus Sukkah, the Rabbanan do not have the power to totally obliterate a mitzvah. When the Torah says something's mutter, they can't totally say it's not mutter. So if the Torah says you have to blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah, the Rabbanan could say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah when it falls out on Shabbos. But they wouldn't be able to say you can't blow shofar on Rosh Hashanah because it's a musical instrument. They don't have the power to go against the Dover Shemefurish Lehetter in the Torah, as we've discussed many times in the past. So that's what the Tosefta is bothered by. What do you do with this pasuk? How could the Rabbanan say you can't have any animals? You can't have any animals. They're wiping out this mitzvah of helping out your friend's animal. So that's what the answer is. No, it's still possible in the deserts in Eretz Yisrael. So that's where people don't live. So that's what the Tosefta means. The Tosefta is asking based on the Taz, and the Tosefta is answering even according to the Taz. Beautiful. Says the Mishnah continuing. So you're not allowed to graze a Behema Daka in Eretz Yisrael. Avo Begadzlin Besurya. But you're allowed to graze them in Surya. Surya is what's called Kibush Yachid, right? Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos, exactly what that means, but somehow some personal type of conquering by David HaMelech, either it was before the rest of Eretz Yisrael was conquered, or it was out the consent of Klal Yisrael and the Sanhedrin, so Machlokas Rashi and Tosfos and Seches Gittin. So either way, it was somewhat of a different conquering. Machlokas Tanoim, whether Kibush Yachid is Shmei Kibush or not, whether it has the same status. So Rashi says this Mishnah must be talking about the holding like the Manda Amar that Kibush Yachid is not the same. Lav Shmei Kibush. Umibidbar Shal Eretz Yisrael, and you're allowed to graze them in the deserts of Eretz Yisrael. Ein Magadlan Tana Golan Biush. What's that? Before we continue, this is all about Niske Mamon again. So some of the Mefarshim say, what is this Mishnah doing here? Right, first six prakim were about Niske Mamon. We've been talking about Gedev and Gzela for the past almost 20 blot. And we're going to get back to Chavala. So what is this Mishnah doing here? So one of the Machronim said, I think the Mishnah Achrona on the Mishnah said, we discussed all Daraisas till now. Now we're getting into some Darabanans. So all the first seven prakim were Daraisas. So now we're talking about Darabanans. In Megadlin Tana Golan B'Yerushalayim B'nei HaKadoshim, you're not allowed to raise chickens in Yerushalayim because of Karbanis, because of the Kachim. What's the problem? We're worried that the chickens are going to bring sheretz or some type of tumah and will touch it onto the kachim, and that will be metamiyat. But look, kohanim Eretz Yisrael, and kohanim are not allowed to raise them anywhere in Eretz Yisrael, but they have taras, because they have taras, right, truma tahora, anywhere in Eretz Yisrael. Ein megadon chazir v'chol makom. You're not allowed to be a pig farmer. Can't be a pig farmer anywhere. Anywhere. Why? The Gemara is going to explain. Lo yigadol adam as a kelev, elem kino yikasher b'shal shalas. You're not allowed to have a dog in your house. Lo yigadol kelev, unless it is tied up with a chain or with a leash. Why? Because Rashi says it bites, it barks, it causes women to miscarry. So obviously, maybe he's talking about certain types of dogs, certain types of pit bulls, right? So those types of dogs are inappropriate. We've had twice already in the Masechta, right? The din of lo yal, you can't have a kelev rab b'toch beso. Finally, a person nishuvim liyonim, you're not allowed to spread out a net to catch birds. Unless it's far away from any other type of yishuv, because then you might violate gezel, you might trap some birds that don't belong to you. Fine. So now the Brisa says what the Mishnah started off with. Ein megadlin behemadaka in Eretz Yisrael. You're not allowed to graze a behemadaka in Eretz Yisrael. So as we mentioned, Rashi quotes this has to do not only with Eretz Yisrael, but with the fact that Rove Eretz Yisrael is owned by Jews. Because of that, you look in Choshen Mishpat. Do we pass on this way? Do we pass on this way about raising behemadakas in Eretz Yisrael? So the Shulchan Aruch says in Simin Tuf Tes. Same tough test. A Magalan dehe medaka beretz Yisrael, but it's a daka and loros pesada shel acherim. The hezeka matzui. They graze on other people's property. Ava Magalan besuria ube bedvarsha beretz Yisrael. Viha idna today sheein matzui sheyihiyu li Yisrael beretz Yisrael sados nira deshari. Says the Shulchan Aruch, times have changed, and this gzeira was specifically for a specific reason. Right, this relates to the issue of when could you knock out a gzeira when the reason doesn't apply anymore, and when not. Tosis, the Shulchan Aruch assumes this is like the water being left out overnight, and there are no snakes, therefore the water is mutter. Meaning those types of reasons were such an obvious reason. So here too, it should not apply anymore. Right, like Rashi, because it's not owned. But according to that, if Jews own many fields in Eretz Yisrael, maybe the halakha should switch back. Right, you can't be Megadel. Or at least you can't be begadel with animals in a way that they will probably graze in other people's fields. But the others say that according to the Katuv Aferach's reason, like we mentioned, that it's just based on the Kedusha, shouldn't make a difference. Shouldn't make a difference. But either way, that's an important Shulchan Aruch. I'm not a goat farmer. Gotta go into... But again, all those farmers that we have, maybe they're holding that you ought to do them in the Midbar. So they're grazing them in the parts of Eretz Yisrael that are considered midbaros, meaning where people don't live. People don't live. They have them cordoned off in a fence. They don't just let them roam. So then maybe it's allowed. Unless we see sheep over here, right out here on these mountains. Right, not in Woodmere, for those of you who are listening. Not on Long Acre. No sheep on Long Acre Avenue. Only geese. But out on these mountains, you know, there are sheep. Okay. Vaiters. Tana Rabbanan, Ema Galam, Eva Daka Eretz Yisrael. Avo Megadlin B'charshim Shem Eretz Yisrael. You are allowed to graze them in the forests. Bisuria afilu biyishuv, in Syria, in the kibush yachid areas, even in the yishuv where people live, vein sarach lomar b'chutzlaretz, and surely in chutzlaretz is not a problem. Tanya idach ein magalim heimadaka b'eretz Yisrael, avam magalim shebimidbar shebiyehuda ubebidbar shebisfarako, and on the coast, v'yaval pisha amru ein magalim b'heimadaka, avam magalim b'heimagasa. You're not allowed to have the b'heimadaka, the smaller animals, but you are allowed to raise the large animals. Why? Because they are needed. You need those types of animals, right, to schlep things, to move things, and this is impossible otherwise. Lafisha in Gozrin, Gzeira, Alat Zibur, Elam Kin, Rovat Zibur, Yecholon Lamod Ba. Right, you now, the Chazal do not have the authority to make Gzeiras if it's going to make life impossible. Right, Rovat Zibur, Yecholon Lamod Ba, so therefore the Gzeira, they're not allowed to do that, and even if they try to do it, it doesn't have teeth. The Gzeira doesn't exist. Right, this is what Tosa says in Mesechus Avodah Zarah about Pas Akum and Pas Yisrael. We know there's halachas of Bishal Akum and Chalav Akum and Yayin, Stam Yenam. All of those halachas are totally enforced Bizman Hazeh. Right? Chalav Yisrael is because even if you don't hold up Chalav Yisrael, you're really holding up Chalav Yisrael. Right? Because Ramosha Feinstein says in America that everything has the status of Chalav Yisrael. And Bishal Akum is a bona fide halacha. And Yayin, all of those. What happened to Pas? How could we eat Entamins and Steladoros and others? Right? So Tosas already says, because that was a Gzeira, Shein HaSibri Cholam Lamod Bo. It was impossible. Bread was such a staple of that society. It was impossible. So it just never caught on. Now, so it's a chumrah, but it's not a din. It's not the same. So the Shulchan Aruch says to be machmir on it during Aseret Yemei Teshuva. And but it's not the same. It doesn't have the same status as the other halachas because of this principle. Ein Tzibur, the Tzibur was not able to stand to it. And therefore, the Gemara continues. Behemadaka, Efshal Havi Mechutzlaaretz. Behemadaka, they're easy. You need them, but you can bring them from Chutzlaaretz. Therefore, you don't have to raise them. Behemagasa, Efshal Havi Mechutzlaaretz. How are you going to bring all your cows and duck and other schlepping animals from Chutzlaaretz? Therefore, Rabbanu whenever goes there against that. Even though now the Gemara continues that you're not allowed to raise behemadakas in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to bring them and have them for 30 days before Yontif, because people are going to need them. So for 30 days before Yontif, you're allowed to have them in your property. And also before you make a wedding, a month before the wedding. Before the wedding, you're already getting ready, the caterer. So therefore, you're allowed to have them then. As long as you don't delay with the last one for 30 days, meaning it's not a din in 30 days from when you get the animal for the yantif or for the wedding. Let's say you get animals like the whole month before, and then you happen to get an animal 2 days before your son's wedding. So you're going to use all the other animals that you've already had for 30 days, and then after the wedding you're going to say, well, I only had this animal for 2 days, so I have another 28. No, you can't do that. It's not a din in 30 days from when you get the animal. It's before the wedding and before the yantif. The stalker of the chamina, because I might have thought the nafik leregel, if yantif finishes umichizav not hashtam from the time I bought it until now, akati lo malalei tlas and yomin, it hasn't been 30 days. So lo neima tlas and mishra shari leleshuye. Shouldn't I say I have 30 days? I have 30 days. Period. I bought it for my son's wedding. I bought it for the yantif. I have 30 days. No, you don't say that. Ella keep it the nafik leregel lo mi boy leleshuye. Once yantif finishes, you don't have any more allowance to keep it. Vehatabach, continues the Brisa, but a shochet, somebody who gathers animals for the market day, lokeach v'shochet, could buy animals and shechtem, lokeach v'shoheh, and he could buy animals and have them, meaning until the day of the shuk. Same kind of thing for 30 days. Ubavash lo yishe ha'aguna shebehen lamed yom. Same thing. You can't keep the later ones, agunas from Lashon of Achrona, right? You can't keep it for 30 days, period. Same type of thing. Even if you have it for the wedding or the yom, or the day of the yantif or of the yom hashuk, it's not a din in 30 days. It's just a din in the tzorech of those specific events, period. They were supposed to get behemoth doctors from Chutz Laaretz.
So every behemoth doctor brought for
all the animals brought for Karbanos. All the animals brought for Karbanos. I mean, again, the Beis HaMikdash had a whole room full, right? Get ready, right? There was a halacha Mishnayos and Tumah describe. They had a whole the Lishkas Ha something. Lishkas Ha one of the four Lishachos were used for the animals, but for the Tzmidim, and they kept four in a separate place. They always had four ready at each time. But yeah, according to this, if it was during Bizman Abayas, so you have to say they got it from Chutz Laaretz. I don't know exactly how early this Gzeira was. I'm not sure. You have to look at the earliest sources. It's in the Tosefta, it's in the Mishnah, you have to look in the earlier sources. Where is it from? Shalu Tamidav Rabbi Gamliel. Rabbi Gamliel's Tamidim asked him, Mahu Lagadel. Right, which Rabbi Gamliel are we talking about here? Right, you have to know. This is the same Rabbi Gamliel's early. This is Lachorif, is the Rav Gamliel, the Hazakein, so he's early. So Ma'al Gadel, can they raise animals? And Mutter, it's Mutter to raise animals. What do you mean? The Mishnah says you're not allowed to. It might not be literally a Mishnah that like a later Rav Gamliel. It might just mean there's a Misora that you're not allowed to. Elahachi kabo mine Ma'al Shahos. They asked him, can you delay it? Amar Lahan Mutter, you are allowed to delay it. Ubulvad shalo teisa, you're not allowed to raise them, but once you get one for a mutter reason, you're allowed to hold on to it. Ubulvad shalo teitzi v'tira be'eder elakosha b'kari amita. You can't let it go out and graze because then there's a chashash that it might go into other people's lands. But you could tie it to the edge of your bed. Machlokas Rashi Tosas here, pashtus like Rashi. Rashi says in the second skinny line that this Rabbi Gamliel is arguing on our Mishnah, the Rabbanan. Not only in our Mishnah, in the Brisa that we just had, said you're not allowed to delay it at all. Right after the wedding, right after the Yom HaShuk, you have to get rid of it, while Rabbi Gamliel is giving you somewhat of an allowance. The Rashba says, Pashto seems to be like Rashi, because of the following story that we are about to have. So by the way, I have to imagine, Shalosh Yom Le'Achag, talking about animals tying to the edge of your bed, right? That's Shabbos HaGadol, Shabbos HaGadol material, right there. That was the Nes that happened on Shabbos HaGadol. Tana Rabbanan, Here's the story. Maisa b'chassid echad shahaya goneach b'libo. There was a story of a chassid, or some of the farshim say chassid echad always means a certain Tana, or Eliyahu Navi, or a certain Tana. So there's a story of a chassid echad that was goneach m'libo. What does that mean? Pashtus. Goneach m'libo. Having heart pain. Rashi says, goneach m'libo. So'ek mipnei ke'ev ha'lev lo haya yachol l'hashiv rucho. He couldn't breathe. Pashtus Rashi, Sakaris Nefashis. That's the Pashtus. Says the Gemara, V'shalu l'rofim v'yamru, and they asked the doctors, and they said, the doctor said, Ein lo takana chiyana kala roseach, mishachris l'shachris. His only cure is to drink milk directly from a goat every morning. That's what he has to do. Right, so first of all, he asked the doctors. Keep in mind that he's called a chassid. Keep in mind that he went to the doctors to ask them their opinion. And this is what the doctor said. They brought him a goat, they tied it to the edge of his bed. And every morning he drank straight from the goat, from the udders. A couple days later, his friends came to visit him. Once they saw the goat there, they jumped back, startled. Yamru, listen, Mizuyin Bebei Soshoseh. There are armed robbers in this house. Meaning, here's a guy who's violating the takana of having a behemadaka. What's he doing? We're visiting this Russia. We're visiting this person who's violating the takana of the Rabbanan. Yashvu Ubatku, they sat there a little bit more and they checked. Below Matsubo Ela Oso Avon Shal Oso Ha'ez. And they saw this was the only Aveira this man ever did. That he had this goat by his house. Va'afhu v'shas misaso, and even he, at the time of his death, Amar Yodeya ani she'ein bi avon ela avon shaloso ha'ez. I know that's the only aveira that I ever did. Sha'avarti al dibrei chaverai, that I violated the words of my friends, the other fellow rabbanim. Many questions come up with this story. First of all, a small question: how did they check how many aveiras this guy did? Batku v'lamasu. They checked. What were they? Were they with God? Right, so what do you mean they checked and this was the only avera that he had? That's what Balchanan's kasha. Balchanan says, Sorach Ian, Eich Efshar Lavar Dabar Kazet, Shema Avar Averis Baseser, right, Obehir Halev, Vadam Yirale Nehem, Vashem Yirale Levav. They don't know. Vishemin is Barlam Burach HaKodesh. Maybe they had Rech HaKodesh and they saw. The Adayan Sorach Ian, and that's still Sorach Ian. What's the, what, Malamain Afkamina? What are they checking for? What are they checking? They're about to proclaim whether this guy is a full tzaddik. What was the point of checking? It's interesting. This relates to, we discussed a number of times, the tshuva of the Noda Bihuda. Noda Bihuda has a tshuva where he asks, why is it that tshuva does not work for Chayvi Mises Bezdin? Right, let's say somebody, Rechamon Alaslan is Mechal Shabbos, and with Edim, and Edim said, you know, if you do this, you're going to get skila, and he says, Afal Pike, he's Mamish Chayv Misa. And before the Edim come to court, he does tshuva, he becomes the Gadol Hador, he's mechazik mostos haTorah. 5 years later, Edom come to court and bring him to justice, and you know what? He's the Gadol Hador now. You know what we're going to do? Chayiv Misa. Yes, the Rodeb Yehuda, how could that be? Why doesn't tshuva work for Chayiv Misa's Bezdin? So the Rodeb Yehuda himself says, because then the whole judicial system would fall apart. If everybody knows that they can always do tshuva, say after they kill, after the Mechal Shabbat, they'll do tshuva. Therefore, the whole system would fall apart. So what's so bad about that if it falls apart? Right? Ishas Chareyu Chayim Bla'o. Right, Pirkei Avos, the whole it would fall apart. But the Chida says, because how does Bezdin know that if he really did tshuva? Maybe it's a show. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows inside. Right, that's the Chida. And just one more, the Maharal says that Bezdin only works for Onshim, only punishes Onshim, does not give schar for Aseis. And if tshuva is something positive, right, it's similar. I always like to give this mashal. Let's say you're driving, and all of a sudden you see a cop behind you. You get that sinking feeling in your stomach. He pulls you over, and mamish. Somebody once said, if we had as much Yir Shemayim as we do, as we see now in Israel it's even harder because you always see the sirens. They always have the lights on. You're like, you never know. So he pulls you over, and all of a sudden he says, that was a great signal. He has 50 cents. A cop never pulls you over and gives you a tip. Why? Because cops aren't there to give you schar for mitzvahs. Only Osha for Averis. That's exactly what the Maharal says about Bezin Shalmata. So all of those. But again, that's the Rav Chanan here. So how do they know? So Ruach HaKodesh. Then he says, what are they checking for? L'mayin afkamina. So maybe the answer is because we know that somebody's bavakar cholim, he's supposed to try to make the person in a better state, and part of it in a better state is maybe to help him think about improving his life. So that's what they were doing again. They were trying to think about what he had to work on. Okay, that's a small issue that comes up from this Gemara. The other problem with this Gemara is the other question of Bechana, the question of Bechana, Sakanas Nefashis. What is he saying? Go Neach Belibo. Why can't he violate an Issa Derabanan? Right? What can he violate? So the Marsha and the Rebbe Chanan say, you have to say it was a Chola She'en Bo Sakana. You have to say it wasn't Sakana Safashis. That's what you have to say, or else why would he be violating? You have to say that. He says, Gonech mi libo, it must be Ein Bo Sakana, as it says, Exubis, because if not, Ein Lecha Dover She'omid B'fnei Pikuach Nefesh. He says, but if you look in the Meiri, and I would add Rashi, right? It doesn't sound that way. The Meiri says, B'feirish, listen to the language of the Meiri. The Meiri says, even though you are allowed to violate Isurim, Dover Sheneesar Mikoach Takana, Umichshash Pseidas Acherim, Roi Lahachmer Babioser. He doesn't say it explicitly, give you life, but he sounds that way. By if something's against Mesukam because of Pseida for others, you have to be extra careful. So, what does this mean? Sakar Zafashis, only the big three! So, I'll give you three ideas. Number one is, we discussed this 20 blot ago, right? Daf Samuch, Rashi, the end of Akones. Remember? Also, Lahatzva, Lahatzva, Mamun Chaveru, according to Rashi, Pashas of the Gemara there, against Tosus, but Rashi seemed to say there that Gezel is the big four, it's not just the big three. And there's a day in the Shinduk Metas Exupis that says a Beferish. The big four, Afa Gezel. So maybe that's the point here. And this is even Durabanan, it's even a Chash of Gezel. But it might be Rashi Lashitasa. Rashi who takes the Gemara Kipshuto, Goneach Belibo, maybe it's Rashi Lashitasa, Daf Samach Mabez, who says, also Lahas Lasma Bavon Chaveiro. Number one. Number two, the Avnei Nezer says, the Avnei Nezer suggests, so the Avnei Nezer last night, it's the last tshuva in all the Avnei Nezer. Last tshuva in Choshen Mishpat, Kuf Tzadeh Gimel, where he was asked, Imutter L'chole Lishtos L'Refua Chelev Tameh. Could you drink this treif type of liquefied treif fat? V'gamim harufim omrim shetzarech emutor l'chol l'hachmer l'atzmo shalol lishtos. And if the doctor say that you need to, could you be machmer or not to? So he quotes a davar pashut, de'ein mutor rakapi rofi mumcha. First of all, you're not allowed to drink treif for a refuah unless it's an expert doctor that says this is the only refuah that you have. And what about the second shayla? V'chol l'sheish lo sakana shalpi rofi v'amrlu refuah v'machol l'asuros emutor k'dechol be machmer on himself. So he says, if you hold like the Eben Ezra, which Eben Ezra? The Eben Ezra in Parshas Mishpatim that says you're only allowed to go to a doctor for a human-inflicted injury, but by an injury that's by straight from internal, from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're not allowed to go to a doctor, then for sure, you don't have to go to a doctor, you can be machmer on yourself. And he says, and this is also the Shita of the Ramban, top five famous Rambans in the Torah, Ramban Ibn Chukosai, who is quoted as saying, you're not allowed to go to doctors, even though he himself was a doctor. And even though most Rishonim were doctors. But the Ramban of Chukosai is quoted as saying, look at this whole long Ramban, you're not allowed to go to doctors. So according to that, also here, you don't have to go to a doctor. We'll get back to that Ramban in a second. But he adds, you're only allowed to do this if you're a chassid. If you're a very pious individual who has tremendous bitachin, then you don't have to go to doctors. And that is what our Gemara says. Maisa v'chassid echad. He says, why didn't he go to the doctor? It must have been he was machmer on himself. He thought afterward that he should have been machmer on himself. That is what the Avnei Nezer says. Lo hiviyu poskim din zeh. It's not in the Shulchan Aruch. Why? Because min hadin it's mutter, and most people aren't chassidim, aren't chassid echads. And therefore, ach kol hanal b'tzadik, aval mish eno tzadik, v'rotzal hachmer alatzbo v'machalas asuros, negana rofim. You can't do it. And then he adds, kol hanal kasafti lahalacha v'lo lamaisa. Hashem Yisbarach Rachmav Yareinai B'saraso. That's how he ends Shuvas Avnei Nezer. That is number two pshat of our Gemara. Number one, maybe it's not a sakana. Number two, maybe it's a sakana like Rashi says, and it's asur anyway. Number three, maybe he's being machmer on himself. Ruba de ruba of the Achronim. There's major discussions about this Ramban. Reb Chaim says it's a Tos Sofer. Reb Hutner says it's for sure not a Tos Sofer. I mean, all the mikatzel katzel. But rove of the Achronim say that if you read closely the Ramban, Mitzitz Eliezer says this, Shlomo Zalman says this, Ravadia says this, if you look closely at the Ramban is specifically talking at a time. That's how the Ramban gets into the whole discussion there. You look at the al klal ki bios Yisrael shleimim begam rabim lo yisnaig in yonim b'teva klal lo begufav lo ba'artzav lo bechalav lo beyachid, etc. At a time when there is miracles, well, there are miracles, and there's Gilui Shechina, and you go to the Urim Tumim, at a time like that, and then you get sick, so then maybe you don't go to a doctor. Because there's Gilui Shechina, there's Nisim Gluyim. That's what the Rabban's talking about. He's not saying you're not allowed to go to a doctor. He's saying at a time like that, where there's Nisim going on, so then, maybe. But nowadays, of course you have to go to a doctor. And of course you have to go to a doctor. And it's b'chuyah to go to a doctor. And v'rapo yirapi doesn't only mean the Rabban is medayik, or the pashtus, and the Ibn Ezra. Mikancha nitan reshus l'rofi l'rapos. Tomorrow later on in Baba Kama. We're getting up to it in Achovel. The Rofi has reshus to heal. It doesn't say that you're allowed to go. If they come to you, you're allowed to heal. Oh, come on. So most posts aren't medayik. That's what the... but that's how the Ibn Ezra interprets our Gemara. I'll just read you from the Mishnah Savram, the English one. Nevertheless, closer examination of the Rabban's words showed that he was only referring to the righteous and only to the era of the prophets, when the people of Israel were free of sin and their affairs were conducted above and beyond the laws of nature. And then he quotes also, I wondered whether just possibly the Rabban's opinion that one should depend on Hashem and not seek medical help only referred to a person who was healthy but sought medical help to prevent illness or to diagnose early disease before it had caused any symptoms. For example, today, going to a breast clinic or a clinic for early diagnostic of a certain cancer. So maybe that's what the Rabban's talking about. If you're not really sick, say happy tachin. Happy tachin. Maybe that's what the Rabban's referring to. But I asked for Shlomo Zalman, and he told me, says Dr. Abraham, that one is permitted to attend such clinics. Since this is the way of the world, it's not considered a lack of trust. Rav Norwith Shlita told me that this is also the opinion of Rav Moshe Feinstein. So, going to clinics or going is, chas v'shalom, not a lack of bitachon, but it's part of bitachon. Like Rav Moshe Shuva about life insurance. Rav Moshe says, or was asked, is it a lack of bitachon to get life insurance? Says Rav Moshe, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us this bria called life insurance, right? That's the helicopter that he's sending to save us. So what are you saying? It's the lack of bitachon. Maybe that's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu created in this time period to help us out. Okay, so there's a lot more there on this story, but we'll have to continue because there's a lot more on today's daf. Amar Rabbi Yishmael. Says Rabbi Yishmael or Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Mibali batim shebegalil ha'el yonhai beis abba. My father was one of the balabatim in the upper Galil. Why was that city destroyed? Shoyimarin b'charshin. They used to take their animals into the forests. V'donin dine mamanis b'yachid. And they judged dine mamanis b'yachid. What's the problem? Dine mamanis b'yachid, you need three. Isn't a yachid mumche? We're going to get to Sanhedrin one day. That's Rav Hashem. A yachid mumche is allowed to judge by himself. Says the Meiri, Av al pi sheyachid mumche l'rabim don b'yachidi mikol makom ra'i l'chol chacham limshoch yado mizeh harbei ad she muchzak l'kol b'kach. You're not supposed to. Even if you have the authority to, you're not supposed to. And you don't even need the Meiri. It's a Mishnah in Perkei Avos. The Mishnah in Perkei Avos says, Al tehi don yachidi she'ein don yachidi ela echon. Only Hashem judges Yechidi. Right, that's, and he says the same exact Lashon there in Avos, Dalad Yud, as the Meiri here. Don't judge Yechidi if you can help it. I'll mention one more thing, but let's just finish. And even though the fields that they grazed in were their own, and they're close to their houses, Sadek Tana Haisa, it was a small field, Uma'avirin Derech Aleha. And as Rashi explains, they had to pass through other people's fields to get to their fields. And that was even a problem, because they didn't ask Rishus, and they were trespassing on other people's fields. And that also is a problem, and that was why it was Nechrav, says Rabbi Shmuel or Rabbi Shimon Shazuri. Period. There is in Rav Avadya Yosef's commentary on Perkei Avos, which is Anaf Eitz Avos, on that Mishnah, Al Tehi Don Yechidi, he quotes a story, which I think I've quoted once before, because it sounded familiar, from Rav Chaim Kapusi, Baal Hanes. Rav Chaim Kapusi, Baal Hanes, he lived in the time of the early Achronim. The time of the Radvaz or so. That one time, towards the end of his life, he became blind. And people were being maranin on him that he took bribes. He was a big dayan, he was a big posek. And what does the Torah say? Ki ha-shochad ya'aver eini pichim. So, in all the newspapers, they said, oh, why do you become blind? Right? Even then, 500 years ago, you had people who talked. right? And because of this, he didn't know what to do. So he heard that, so he got up in shul, and he said, I am made shamayim va'aretz, ki ani naki kapayim uvar levav. I never took a bribe. And if it's MS, then that I took a bribe, I should remain blind for the rest of my life. And if it's not the MS, ya'iru enai kabarishona. And all of a sudden, miyad niskabla tfilaso. And the Chida writes this story, and the Chida says, I saw his signature from when he was blind, and you couldn't read a word. And I saw his signature after he got his vision back, and it was the most perfect signature that a person could write. The Chida writes that in Shema Gdolim. That's what he writes. He says, so some people, and that's why he got his name, Hashem Nisi. He always signed his name, Hashem Nisi Chaim Kapusi. He writes that on the yeah, that's it. Rav Avadya writes all these kinds of stories in his commentary on Afei Tzavos on Pirkei Avos. Al tidon yechidi, right? And also, but if somebody judges yechidi, don't be choshe them. Don't be choshe them. Tana Rabbanan, Roel, Rosh Asa Chuba Imachay Ben Osolim Karmiyad. Let's say a shepherd who had all these animals, and then he came to a Daf Yomi Shir, and he heard this halacha that you're not allowed to have these animals. So you don't make him sell all his animals all at once, because it'll be a big hefsid. Elamoch al yad al yad, one by one, you can sell all his animals. V'chein ger shenafu lo klavin v'chazirim b'yirushaso. Also a ger that all of a sudden he yarshined many dogs and pigs. Right? Emechayv adosolim karmiyad, you don't have to sell them all right away. Elamoch al yad al yad, one by one. V'chein mishenad alikach bayis v'likach isha b'eretz Yisrael. Also, so it makes a neder to buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, or to get married to a specific woman. Ein mechayvin oso likach biyad. You don't be mechayv him to marry the first woman he meets on the street. Achi yimsa esal geneslo. Right, he's bigger than neder to be mezaris himself, but he could wait until the right house and the right woman. You don't force him, because you know what? Says Rabbi Yonos in the Shita Mukubat says, if you force him, then nobody else is going to ever take a neder like this, because they're going to see, they're going to have to take the first one. So we want people to be mezaris themselves, right? Say, I'm going to have to buy a house. I'm going to have to get married. So those are good things. So, but we don't force them. You wait for somebody who is appropriate. There was a woman who used to live with her son, and the son was giving her trouble, the cost of Nishba, and she got up and swore, whoever comes, I'm going to marry them, I'm going to move in with them, I'm going to get away from my son. The cops all up and all of a sudden, inappropriate men came. They said, don't worry, she doesn't have to get married, she only meant somebody who was hugging, period. Continues the Gemara. Just like you're not allowed to be raised a behemadaka, kach amri imakalan chayadaka. You can't raise chayadakas either. Wild animals. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, megadlin klavim kofrim. You're allowed to raise kofrin dogs. Rashi either means they're very small, or they're very big but they don't damage. Right? Here's the heter to have a dog. V'chitulim, or cats. V'kofim, monkeys. Your pet monkeys you could keep, don't worry. V'cholda sanoim. And the chuldas sanam, what does that mean? The Gemara will explain. Mipnei, because all of these are good. Mipnei she'asuyin lanakaras habayis. Especially the chuldas sanam, they help clean the house. They get rid of the mice. Right? So therefore, you'll have to keep them. My chuldas sanam, Amar of Yehuda, shartza chartza, a certain digging type of sheretz. V'igadamri, or chartza de katini shakya, a digger with short legs. Some type of animal. The raya beni vardini, and it goes between the bushes. That's where it likes to be. Umay sharza demitaitoi shakya, and it's a sheretz that has very low legs. Okay. Amr Rav Yehuda Marav asinu atzmenu b'bavel keretz Yisrael b'emadaka. Rav says we have made ourselves in Bavel regarding this halacha like Eretz Yisrael. Right? We've kept this halacha. This line sounds like we started off today like Rashi, not like the Kaftar B'Ferach. Because Bavel does not have Kedushas Haaretz. So if it's all about the Jewish Yeshuv, though, and it's about Gezel of Jews, then it makes sense. Once the center of Torah learning moved to Bavel, so that's why it expanded. Amalei Rav Avada bar Abba l'Rav Huna, didach mai. So Rav Avada said to Rav Huna, nu, so why do you have a Behemah Daka? Didach mai. Amalei didon kamintarulu chova. No, my wife Chova takes care of it. She guards it. Coming up a very hard line. Amalei Chova tikberina l'bana. Chova should bury her children. Wow, what does that mean? Kula shanya dervada barava lo ikayim zara lo rafuna mechova. Because Rav Ada uttered this curse, as long as he was alive, Rafuna's wife didn't have kids. Rashi quotes, because Chova couldn't guard the animal properly. right? He ain't chol lishmar. The Pnei Yeshua says it must not be a din in her. It's a din in all these animals. Nobody could guard them properly. So he was basically trying to get Rav Huna to follow the halacha. Rav Huna obviously felt that she could take care of it. Maybe she had special zchuyos that she could take care of it. Either way, that's the story. As Rav Shachter likes to point out, many times we have like 6% of a story in the Gemara, and there's 94% that's not here. So this is one of those stories that there's probably a lot more that's not in the Gemara, but this is what we have. Ikeda Amri Amar Rav Huna, or another version, the Bach takes out Amarav, Asino Asmeid B'Bavel Keret Yisrael B'Hemet Daka, B'Chiyasa Rav L'Bavel. Once Rav came to Bavel, and the center of learning moved with him, so that's when we have, since then, that's when we keep the halacha of B'Hemet Daka, even in Bavel. Here we go. Rav Ishmael, next two lines, has much written about it. I can't believe we only have 10 minutes. Rav Ishmael and Rav Asi, iklu lebei Shavua ben. Rav Ishmael and Rav Asi, they went to a Shavua haben. What's a Shavua haben? The week of the sun. Rashi says, Bris Mila. Bris Mila, because he passed 7 days, passed over, so it is a Bris Mila. The Ramban in Toras HaAdam writes, you should go to a Shavua haben before you go to a Shavua habas. What does that mean? What's a Shavua Habas? If there's a Shavua Ben, what's a Shavua Habas? So the Achronim say, maybe it means a Kriyas Shem of Habas. Because there is significance, last night, two amazing Makoros, significance of the name, the giving the name to a girl, the Kriyas Shem. Says the Drisha in Hilchis Avelos, in Shimon Shin Samach. Because the Gemara there talks, the Shulchan Aruch there talks about, let's say you have to go to a Levaya and go to a Bris. What do you go to first? Go to a bris first. Nirlani is daiti. The Mashinoa Ginshaw Alavana Chasin Bishabis, Bizazumez Aknesses. Right in the olden days, they used to walk the Chasin out of Shul. And there's also a baby to Vieshkan Tinokis, Legrola Shame. Right? So let's say, what about this case? You have a wedding group and a girl to get a name. Why is it that everybody they take the Chasin of the Kala, go to hear the baby naming, and then they go to the Chasin? Why? The Sphirle, the Kriya Shame Labanos, who bemakam Kriya Shame de Zachar Bishas Mila. Kriya Shem of an Akeva in Shul is the same as a Kriya Shem of a Zachar in Bershas Mila, Vitzorach Lag Dume, to Mila called him Lachasan. Just like the Mila goes before the Chasan, so to the Kriya Shem of a girl, to Hamila called him Lachasan, Lameis, Umeis called him Lachasan. So the significance to the Kriya Shem of a girl. And if you look in Tameh Hagim, and in Yoni Mila, he quotes the Sefer Ma'or Hagadol, Shamati. Shafilu be'esha kori shem labito hanolda huksas mitzvah lismoach v'laso suda ki ba'a neshama kedusha me'olam ha'elyon ki aneshama ba'a be'es kriyas hashem ki nefesh chaya hushemo. When a person gets a name, that's when his neshama comes in. Lachain habnei aliyah hayodin mizeh osin moed v'yantif lahalel u'lushabeach lubaron v'zehu kurue moed anshe shem. People who have a name call together and make a moed. Hainu shayu bibrei aliyah vayosin moed v'yantef v'shir v'shevach v'halo v'eishay karen shem l'anashayim afilu bebash lo hayashem el akriya shem belvad afilu hachay osin moed v'yantef. Anyone want to look it up? It's Tami Hamanagim, page Shin Sadek Zion in the footnotes. Right there. Shin Sadek Zion, kriya shem of a daughter. You got your makoros. Next time you have to speak at a kriya shem. You got to speak at a kiddush for your daughter. Right there. The Tami Hamanagim and the Drisha in Avelos. But that's what the Shavua Haban, the Rabban quotes the Lashon of Shavua Habas. The Amri Law, and some say, Rav Shmuel and Rav Asi weren't going into a Shavua Haban, but they were going into, the Amri Law, Lebe Yeshua Haban. They were going into a Yeshua Haban. What's a Yeshua Haban? The salvation of a son. Rashi says, the Suda for a pigeon Haban. He was saved, for a month he was alive. That's Yeshua Haban. Tosfos quotes Rabbeinu Tam, on the bottom, no. It was after a person had a son. Shenolat sham ben v'yalshem shavlan nosha v'nivla mimei imo. It was a sudas hodah that you made after a son was born and he was saved. All the achronim ask, "Kan Rabbi Natan, so why is it only by a son and not a daughter?" So some suggest the Amshah Shlomo, big long Amshah Shlomo here discusses maybe, and this is what the Shulman Sedeshin says before him. Maybe this is talking about Shalom Zachar. This is one of the few, very few, maybe the only, depending how you read other Gemaras, sources in Shas for a Shalom Zachar. Right here, Yeshua HaBen. So, why? Many reasons. Why is it for a Ben and not for a Bas? The Drisha says because he has a Chiyav in Talmud Torah, and it's for the Avelus of the Torah that he lost, and that's why you wait till Bris Milah. You wait 7 days because he has Avelus, and therefore on the day 8 you do Bris Milah. But if you want anything you want to know about Sudas Mitzvah, is in the Siyam Shel Shlomo Siman Lama Zayin right here, where he talks about what about the Suda of a Bris Milah? What about the Suda of a Pidyon HaBen? What about Chanukah? And then he talks about Siyumim. Right, it's a very famous Yom Shel Shlomo. He says the Siyum is for sure a Sudas Mitzvah, and therefore he says Nira Levarich in my mind Shahas Simcha Bimono at a Siyum, because there's no greater Simcha than the Siyum HaTorah, and therefore one time I even paskin that way Halacha L'Maisa, and all of a sudden the party turned crazy. V'Nisbalbel HaSimcha B'Mehumos Gedolos Adesibos Kashos V'Talisia Sirchon B, and I said it must be my fault because I went against the tradition. I said Shahas Simcha Bimono by a Siyum, so I stopped paskining that way. That's what he says right here. By Simcha Bimono, and he talks about what about a Su'uda for Chinuch Habayis? Right? Chanukah Habayis, he says, if you have it's a Sudas Mitzvah. What about a Sudas Bar Mitzvah? It's all right here. All the difference, everything you want to know about a Sudas Mitzvah is the Amshah Shlomo right here in Siman Lamed Zayin. Sorry, we can't spend more time on it, but that is a very important source for a 9 days discussion. What's a Sudas Mitzvah? What is a Siyum? But that is the Amshah Shlomo right here. This was all a side point to the Gemara, though. It's all going to tell a story about Rav and Shmuel and Rav Asi. They happened to be going to a Yeshua HaBen or a Shavua HaBen. Nothing to do with the story. But anyway, so they were going in, and what happened? Rav lo ayal kami de Shmuel. Rav didn't want to go in before Shmuel. Shmuel lo ayal kami de Rav Asi. Shmuel didn't want to go in front of Rav Asi. Rav Asi lo ayal kami de Rav. Nobody wanted to go in front of the other one. So they were all waiting at the door. Who's going to go in first? So what happened? Man Nisrach. Who's going to wait outside and go last? Nisrach Shmuel. Shmuel is going to go last. V'nesi Rav Ravasi. And Rav and Ravasi are going to come in. V'nisrach Rav Ravasi. Why? Why doesn't Rav and Ravasi wait outside? Why? Rav. Why? Because Rav. And we'll explain this Gemara in a second. Rav Milsa Ba'alma Hu Da'avili L'Shmuel. Really, Rav was the Rebbe. So Rav should have gone first. But Rav really had done something to Shmuel. Mishum Dahu Maisa Delatye. There was one time that he really insulted him. And because of that, Rashi quotes elsewhere, Shabbos Kufches, where the story was, and because of that, Rav always gave kavod to Shmuel. Adrei Rav Alei, Rav stood him up because of that, and he always gave kavod to Shmuel. And that's why he didn't want to go in front of Shmuel. But Shmuel didn't want to go in front of Rav, because as the Meiri here explains, even though a Talmud Chacham, who is a smaller Talmud Chacham, is allowed to accept kavod from a greater Talmud Chacham, if the greater Talmud Chacham wronged him at one time, but that's only if there's no other rabbi there. If there's another rabbi, then it's a bizoyan to the first greater rabbi to be lower himself to give kavod to the one he insulted. So that's why everybody here was stuck. Because Rav usually gave kavod to Shmuel, but here Rav Asi was there. So they were waiting in a circle. Meanwhile, while they were all waiting outside, the following story happened. That's why all this is here. Adahachi vahachi, asa shunra kati liada dinuka. A cat came along and bit a hand of a child. So nafik Rav Adarish, Rav went out and said, Chato muta lahargo. You're allowed to kill that cat. V'asa l'kaimo, you're not allowed to have that cat. V'ein bo mishum gezel, there's no isra of stealing, because it's hefker automatically. V'ein bo mishum hashiv aveda l'bailim, and there's no hashavas aveda, because you're allowed to even kill it. So said the Gemara, 1 second. This has to do with keeping dangerous animals. V'kivin da'amrin muta lahargo, my niyus v'asa l'kaimo. If you have to kill it, so what do you mean? Of course you can't keep it. So the Gemara says, no ma'adu tema muta lahargo isur laka. You might think you're allowed to kill it. So Kamash Balan, no, you have to kill it, and you can't keep it. Amri, the Gemara says, 1 second, V'chivet Amri, Ein Bo Mishum Gezel, if you're allowed to steal it, my niyu su Ein Bo Mishum Hashem Aveda L'Bailam. So what do you mean, there's no Hashem Aveda? Of course, you can even steal it. Of course, you don't have to return it. Amri Avino Le'oro. No, it means even for the skin. Even for the skin, you do not have to return. Meisvei, Rav Shemin Elazar, Omer Megalim Klavim, Kufrin V'chatulin V'kufin V'chol D'Sanoim, B'nishas Silin Akaras Abayis. Everything we just said is against the Brisa, back on Amad Aleph, where it says you're allowed to keep Chuldas, right, the cats. So Lokasha, Habuch V'habachivra, black cats or white cats. White cats are very dangerous. Black cats are okay. I V'hai Meisad Rav Uchmahave, Rav's story was with a black cat. Where is it? No, Hasam Uchma Bar Chivra Havi. That was a black cat, but the child of a white one. That's why it was okay. It was dangerous. What do you mean? Ravina asked. The boy Ravina Uchma Bar Chivra Mahu. How do you treat a black cat, the son of a white cat? No, the Gemara said no. He coming by the Ravina. No, Ravina had a more complicated question. But Uchma Bar Chivra Bar Uchma. What if you have a black cat that was the son of a white cat, the son of a black cat? Maisa the Rab Uchma Bar Chivra Bar Chivra Havi. And that's why for sure was a dangerous one, because white cats, those are the dangerous ones. Period. Amar, this is the Daf Yomi line right here. Amar Rabbi Acha bar Papa Mishur Rabbi Abba bar Papa Mishur Rabbi Yada bar Papa. V'yamri lo Amar Rav Abba bar Papa Mishur Rabbi Abchi bar Papa Mishur Rabbi Acha bar Papa. You think I'm making a siyum? V'yamri lo Amar Rav Abba bar Papa Mishur Rabbi Acha bar Papa Mishur Rabbi Chida bar Papa. Right, all those masriyun alachichoch b'Shabbes. You're allowed to cry and even blow shofar on a boils plague. Right, shchin on Shabbos because it's very dangerous. V'deles hanin eles lo behemati pasach, and if a door is closing, meaning it's a very dangerous situation, it's not going to open quickly again, so you better start davening right now. V'halokech bayis be'eretz Yisrael kosven alav onu afilu b'Shabbes. And also, if you buy a house in Eretz Yisrael, you're even allowed to write. We'll have to see what this means. Write a shtar even on Shabbos. The Maritz Chai says, what's the kesher between all these three? Carpe diem, seize the day. All of these represent certain opportunities. You can't blow it. You got to seize the day. Meisvei, is it really true that you're allowed to be blow shofar and be masriyan on boils? The shar peroni, as HaMitzvah shows, the Mishnah says in Tainus. Other tragedies, HaMitzvah shows, that come up, Ubosa, Latzibur, Kagon, Chicho, Chagav, Zvuv, Tzira, V'yitush, all these types of plagues. V'shilok, M'chashim, Akramim, Lohayim, Masriyan, Alatzokim. You weren't allowed to be masriyan in public with shofars and everything on Shabbos. You're allowed to cry privately. The Gemara says, but we just said you're allowed to. Lo kasha, kambala kamiyavish. Depends if it's the dry boils or the wet boils. The moist ones are different. Damar Yeshua ben Levi, shchin shevet HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mitzrayim, lach miyachus viyavish bibefnim. The ones that were on Mitzrayim were dry inside, which was much the worst ones. Shneimar v'hi shchin avabuos, parech ba'adam, uva behema. Period. We'll stop here because there's more to talk about. And Hashem, we will continue with shvus de shvus on Shabbos or shvus on Shabbos. That'll be, Be'ez Hashem, the beginning of tomorrow's daf, and more Agadata, right? More Agadata coming up here.